And when he was at that place, he said unto them, Pray that ye enter not into temptation. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone cast and knelt down and prayed. What did he do? He knelt down and prayed, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will. Notice how he submitted himself to God, because he saw what was in the cup. He knew exactly what was in the cup. He said, if you be willing, let this cup pass from me, but not my will, thy will be done. Verse 43. And there did what? There appeared what? An angel unto him from where?
Heaven.
To do what? Then look what he said. Then look what he did. And being in what? He prayed more honestly, and his sweat was as it were great drops of blood. And if you follow that scripture on the way out, all the way through, you'll find out that he prayed three times. Then the last time he said, sleep on. Because he had gotten his answer. But you notice how the angel was involved? They came and did what? Strengthen him. Don't you know when you are in your weakest hour, you don't start talking about your weakness. You just stay with the commitment. Stay with the word. Stay with what he told you to do. Hello? And he'll strengthen you to see you through, because he've already said, I will never leave you. And you can declare in the most darkest hour, in the most awkward situation that looked like there's no way out, I got help. Hallelujah.
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 Was Jesus tormented? Watch it. Was Jesus tormented? This is closing. I got about enough time to make half a statement. Was Jesus tormented? We'll pick up here next time. It says in Acts 2:24, after he suffered with all of your sins and the sins of the world and the punishment of sin, the punishment, the Bible says, having loosed the pains of death. Having loosed. Now, I want you to see the faithfulness of Jesus. Having loosed the pains of death. Why? Because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. Death couldn't hold him.
Amen.
Death couldn't hold him. And because he came out of there a new man, a new man, he brought forth a new race, a new breed, a new kind of man, a resurrected man, a glorified man, a man that the devil can't do nothing with. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we've been, are you hearing me? And we've been joined to that man, and we've become his body. He's the head and we the body, and we cannot be overcome. And that's why God wants you to learn that not only you have God Almighty, you got peoples, you got angels around you to help you. You got strength from God. You got help from every side. And therefore, there's no reason we can't win. We can't overcome. So tell the devil, you just might as well get out of my way, because this is what I'm going to do. What am I going to do? I'm going to obey God. I'm going to walk in love. I'm going to use my faith. I'm going to use my angels. I'm going to use your resources. I have grace. I have faith. I have love. And his grace is sufficient. What you mean? His grace is God given ability to help me do what I couldn't do before he gave it to me. So I've been tempted so many times, but they come in less. Let me change that. I've been tempted so many times, but they're coming less of me yielding to them. Because I found out I can do it. You ever had a problem, had a situation? It seems so impossible. So impossible. But grace.